USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Leaders from Los Angeles and San Diego are assuring residents in their cities that they're prepared for Hurricane Hillary. Here's San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria.
While I know this storm in particular is bringing about a much concern and uncertainty, I want to reassure San Diegans that their city is prepared to respond swiftly and effectively to the impacts that this storm may bring and ensure the safety of all San Diegans.
Hillary is expected to make landfall as a tropical storm Sunday night or early Monday morning. Former President Trump is reportedly planning to skip the upcoming Republican debate and instead will be interviewed by Tucker Carlson. The debate, hosted by the Republican National Committee, will air Wednesday on Fox News. Trump previously signaled he might not take part in the debate, as polls show him holding a huge lead over his 2024 GOP rivals. A new poll shows Bidenomics is not working for a majority of Americans.
Americans apparently not feeling good about their finances. Voters bashing Bidenomics. A new Fox News poll shows 52% of registered voters say the president has made the economy worse. The survey also asking Republicans the most important issue facing the country right now. The economy, number one, coming in at 48%, followed by immigration, crime, and election integrity. I'm Laura Winters.
Police in Philadelphia say one person was killed and six others wounded when several gunmen opened fire on a crowd at a street party overnight. Happened around 1:30 this morning, with some witnesses describing it as a shooting at a block party. The victims range in age from 19 to 51. No arrests have been made. The number of stabbings and slashings is surging across New York City, and experts are blaming left-wing reforms for the increase. NYPD data shows a 26% increase in the number of blade attacks citywide since 2019. A former NYPD sergeant blames the spike on legislation signed by then-Governor Andrew Cuomo. This is USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
A new poll shows Florida Governor Ron DeSantis now tied with conservative businessman Vivek Ramaswamy for second place in the GOP primary field. An Emerson College poll finds growing support for Ramaswamy among younger voters, as DeSantis registered a big drop from the 21% he held in June. The two candidates are tied at 10% each in the latest poll. Former President Trump leads the Republican race with 56% support among likely GOP voters. The suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students is fighting evidence from prosecutors.
In a hearing Friday, defense attorneys for Brian Koberger had witnesses testify about DNA evidence and genealogy testing. Detectives used genealogy tracing to identify Koberger as a suspect in the murders. The defense claimed prosecutors aren't giving them all documents and communications in the case. The defense wants to make a motion to dismiss the indictment. A hearing on that is set for September 1st. Koberger's attorneys may present an alibi defense. The judge wants the trial to start October 2nd. 1,000 potential jurors could be considered. I'm Brad C.
Americans are projected to deplete their pandemic savings this quarter, as indicated by a study by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. Household surplus savings, which reached over $2 trillion in August 2021 due to increased saving during the COVID-19 pandemic, have now dwindled to under $190 billion as of June. And Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is one for the record books. It will likely bring in over $2 billion in North America. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.